Do you want to know a secret? It's not a bad secret. In fact, it's a really good secret. So, would you like to know? You would? I thought you might say that. Well, you know, a good secret is hard to resist. But you need to promise that you won't tell anyone. Because this secret is really secret. Just so, so secret. So, do you promise? No, I believe you. I believe you. I just, pinky promise. I'm serious. Well, if you don't want to know, well, in that case, pinky promise. So you promise not to tell anyone what I'm about to tell you. Okay. Now that was a pinky promise. You can't break that. Because if you break that... Actually, I don't know what happens if you break a pinky promise. I've never made one before. Well, I just wanted to see if you would. No, don't go, don't go, don't go. I have a secret. And I want to tell you. So, come close. Closer. Closer. Not that close. Actually, yes, that close. So, my secret. This really good secret. I'm in love with you. No, you don't. You don't know it. You don't know it. You think you do, but you don't. You don't know. Well, maybe if you let me tell you the whole secret, you see what I mean? And if you do, stay nice and quiet and let me talk. Well, there'll be a treat in it for you. Yes, it might be a kiss. I am so, so in love with you. I didn't think I would ever feel like this. I don't think I could feel like this. I mean, I've been in love before. Don't get jealous. Okay, you're not jealous. You're not at all jealous. At all. Now, I believe you. I really believe you. You're very convincing. And weren't you meant to be staying quiet? I mean, unless you don't want a kiss. Well then. I thought I had been in love before. But I was wrong. I used to be cynical. Not too cynical, just cynical enough. I never believed the love you see in films and read about in books. You know, the really big kind of love. The overwhelming kind of love. The whole changes your whole world kind of love. Turns out, I was wrong. I was so, so wrong. I was so wrong that I was wrong. That's how wrong I was. I can't even think of the words to say how wrong I was. Because it turns out, when you find the right person, that kind of love just creeps up on you. When you find the right person, that kind of love just comes naturally. When you find the right person, that kind of love is right there. And you are the right person. And I really should have known. Because from the first moment I saw you, I was utterly fucked. In a good way. Though it didn't feel like a good way at the time. You were just far too distracting. The first time I saw you, you were smiling, and I might have fallen over a little bit. Quite a lot. I went arse over tit. It was embarrassing. It was horrendously embarrassing, and I thought that was it, that I would never see you again. I thought it would be a funny story. And then I did see you again. And that smile, up close, it's even worse. And then you said my name. And I realized that I was crushing on you something rotten. It was embarrassing. And it was wonderful, because thinking of you would make me just melt. But we didn't know each other, so it was just a crush. And then we became friends, and that crush became more than a crush, which was inconvenient. But I didn't say anything because you're a really good friend. The best kind of friend. My best friend. And then I fell in love. Only I didn't. Not really, because I had been in love with you all this time. It was just getting bigger. It was just holding me closer. Like your embrace. Falling in love with you was like falling into your embrace. Feeling your arms around me. Feeling the warmth of you so close. Breathing you in. Feeling you close. It's so overwhelming. Suddenly, I was in love. And it changed everything. And didn't change anything. I was still me. You were still you. The world was still this awful, wonderful nightmare place to be. But you, you make it less awful. You make it easier. I mean, it's not magic. You don't solve all my problems. You don't make every day a joy, but you being here with me. I'm so in love with you. So in love, and I mean every bit of you. I don't just love you on your good days, on days where it's all sunshine and roses, when you're sweet and thoughtful and never late. I love you all the time. And on your bad days, I really love you. I love you just that little bit more. When it gets tough, when you're snappy, when you're stubborn, when you're annoying and late, I love you more. Because I'm so in love with you. I'm stupid in love with you and you. You are. I'm just so in love with you. And that's my secret. That is this wonderful secret that I wanted to tell you. I wanted to tell you that I adore you. That I'm crazy about you. That you are so annoying that somehow I never want to let go of you. You can talk now. Don't you want to say anything? Well, you could say that you love me too. Well, maybe I would like to hear you say it. Because when you say it, oh, I just really love hearing you say it. I love you. 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 I love kissing you and holding you and telling you secrets that you already know. I just wanted to tell you. Of course you knew. How could you not? I'm not exactly subtle. Subtle's a prick. That's a bit too accurate. Come here. I love you. I love you. I love you. I do. I love you.